Barb's show. Actually, it's Staging Life with Barb, but it's starring the multimedia star Barb Schwartz.
I love it.
Well, and I mean that sincerely because, well, you know, in the last hour, we're getting so big for our britches here on Positive Choice Talk Radio, I got to tell you. Because the last hour, a gentleman, now you know Tony Ventrella.
I know Tony, absolutely.
Yeah, and he was here the last hour, and we had Frosty Westerling on, and so it was a great hour, and this is also going to be a great hour. Barb Schwartz is calling us from Northern California, but first of all, Barb, say hello to Benny.
Hello, Benny. It's great to have you in the studio producing today. Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
Well, it's our pleasure to work together as a team, and welcome everybody to Staging Life with Barb. It's great to have you listening to my show. And Kevin, thank you so much for everything you do on the air and behind the scenes.
You are so welcome. For you, anything, my dear.
Thank you. Well, there's a lot going on, and I thought today that we'd start with some ideas of motivational, you know, just good sayings to keep in mind. And I'm constantly looking for those because it helps keep me in the flow and on track and the flow of what I want to be doing. And there is so much negativity that we can find, and we don't want to see it at all as much as possible. So I like to keep sayings, and I call them sayings, and motivational paragraphs, quick sentences, as well as good books around. And even if I'm just taking, you know, 60 seconds to read something, it really helps. So I always like to start my show this way because it's the way I start my day.
And great.
So want to share some of those, and to give you a little bit of an agenda of what we're doing, everyone, for this hour. Then I want to give you an update on what's happening at StageTones.com and the way that it will affect our listeners, even, and the public in general, as well as introduce about 2:15 or 2:20 a wonderful guest that we have, and her name is Debbie, and she makes wonderful creations, and I'm going to hold back just a little bit before I tell you what they are, so that she can be our surprise. And then at the very end, I want to wrap up again with some really good instructions for life in the year 2004, because we begin on a high and we want to end that way. And so it's just really great to be together.
And it's awfully nice to have you here. You always add so much to Mondays, and you've taken your show and done some really great things with it. But you said that there's some wonderful things that you're going to talk about, so I'm looking forward to that as well.
Absolutely. And every week, you know, we have a special guest. I feel very blessed, like everybody listening. You've got special people in your life, I'm sure all of us do. And sometimes we lose touch in communication with them, or someone will come into our life we haven't seen for 2 or 3 years. It's just like we saw them yesterday, and I love those experiences. And so from time to time, I'll have guests that I talk to every day and other guests that I will meet through the National Speakers Association or other people along the way that are doing really wonderful things for the planet, like the wonderful film producer we had on a couple of weeks ago, Kevin, Eric Theremin out of Santa Cruz. He's just making a real impact in today's world. And so as we start today, one of the sayings that I saw this morning that I just really loved, it starts with the words, be different. And so much of our life, we're told to conform, conform. And, of course, we need to conform with society in many ways. Otherwise, we may find ourselves in trouble, but be different, and the saying is this, don't go with the flow, you are the flow. And I really love that, Kevin, because it's like it all begins and ends with you and what your dreams are, what your passions are about, and that you can create your own energy and your own flow and make things happen. How do you like that saying, don't go with the flow, you are the flow?
I like it because you are, in fact, the flow.
I just love it. And it was stated by, I want to give credit where credit's due, Suji Tanaka, who I don't know, but I read about her in a great book I'm reading right now that I really like, that is big words. I like big words.
Is that the name of the book?
I mean, the print is really big.
Oh.
and the words are simple, but they have a powerful message. And the book is just called Be, B-E.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful book that I happened to find in a flower shop of all places, and it's a regular sized book, and it was the last one they had, or I would have bought them out and given them to everybody I know. So I'm still having that in my mind to find a way to find them, and I'm sure I will. But don't go with the flow, you are the flow. And this week, this last week and this upcoming week, the week we're in now as well as next week, there's just so many exciting things going on that I want to share with our listeners so they can participate in all of it, none of it, a little bit of it, or whatever. The first is we've just rolled our brand new sites out at stagedhomes.com. And I know that we have a lot of listeners that have heard about staging and or maybe are having that done to their home, or they are an accredited staging professional through one of my trainings. And so the new sites at stagedhomes.com, when you go in, you're going to see now that we're able to feature your home. So, Kevin, let's say you were selling your house and you are going to have it staged, which you need to do. You know that, don't you?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And then we can now place your property on the site. And it looks like Architectural Digest. It is so beautiful. And there are many other features that are there as well. We have hundreds of new before and after photos. And people love, especially women, but men too, decorating and staging ideas. And then we have statistics for the first time that have been gathered for many years on the work I've been doing and the last 4 years of accredited staging professionals. So those are ready. Stager, I told you about my little puppy who is a year old. He's a Yorkie, but I call him a Porky Yorkie because he eats a lot.
Have you overfed your Porky Yorkie?
Well, he likes to eat. And he has a new column. Instead of Dear Abby, it's Dear Stager. And so people can send their most interesting questions to Stager. He's quite bright, you know.
I guess he must be if he can read and write.
Well, he is, and he has his own email address.
You're kidding. I have a 15-year-old who can't do all that.
His email address is stager@stagetones.com, and that is S-T-A-G-E-R. And so a lady just wrote today about what do we do for the pets when they make messes on the carpet, and Stager's going to be answering. And he has learned this from experience.
So what do you do?
Well, there are a number of products that are good to use, and some of them I'm hoping in the future will decide to help us all at Positive Choice Talk Radio. We're in communication with them. And one of the things you want to do is not to rub it into the carpet. And by that, I mean a lot of us go to clean the spot and we start grinding. We don't mean to, but we're trying to get it up. And what it does is actually put it down into the carpet. And so what's really good is to get one of these, and they even have them, Kevin, where you can hold them in your hand, these little, like, dirt devils, only it's for liquids and, you know, for actual bulk things. So you can actually extract that from the carpet instead of grinding it in, and it uses water.
Bought my wife one last Christmas.
You did?
I did.
It's good.
It's a handheld one. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, gee, honey, thanks. But, you know, it was something that she wanted. And so,
yeah, it really works.
Yeah, and it does. And to make your point, Barb, just a little bit more, we took up some carpet because we replaced it with a floor laminate.
Yes.
And that carpet had been down there for 12 years, and we regularly had the carpet cleaned, and we regularly vacuum and all of those things. We pulled it up. I couldn't believe how dirty it was.
Yeah, and everybody's is. It's just really shocking when you see the backside, when you start pulling carpet up to put, you know, new floor surfaces down. So this helps extract it up. And then, of course, in the little, mine's a handheld, just like a Dirt Devil looks. I forgot the brand, but it really works. And something like that, and probably similar to what you got your dear wife.
And we got a Bissell.
Well, there you go. Those are great. And then you can put in products such as Gonzo, which is for, you can get that at pet stores or at a hardware store, G-O-N-Z-O, Gonzo.
Yes.
And that's great. My very favorite is Crud Cutter, which is spelled with a K. And I should be the Crud Cutter spokeswoman of the year.
Because that's right.
I talk about this stuff all the time, but it really, really works. And it takes scratches off of walls, the black marks. It gets grit off of your driveway. It gets, I mean, other products that I won't name I found through the years either take the paint off the wall or they'll take the color out of the carpet. And those are the ones I just mentioned, Gonzo and Crud Cutter, really, to my knowledge, haven't done that. And Crud Cutter is biodegradable. It's non-abrasive. It's really friendly to people and the planet as well as animals and dogs and cats. And it really works. So that's just one of the things that you can find out on stagetones.com when you email Stager or when you go in to see all of the information that we've new information that we've posted. We have on our sites now, Kevin, about 1,200 pages.
Wow.
That's a lot of information.
It'd take a while to go through that.
Well, it would, and some of it is for the public, and some of it is reserved for our graduates, because, as you know, but our listeners may not know, that I founded the Staging University in the year 2000, and so part of those 12 to 1,500 pages, because we're getting closer to 1,500, are in the Staging University, and so those are for graduates. But what we're doing with the sites now is for people to find a home that's staged to purchase or to list their home on the site that is staged, to help the public find accredited staging professionals as a realtor or as a stager, and then also the training that we offer so people can find out about that. And we've been working on all the sites since the year 2000, especially the new ones this last year, and countless hours. It is a lot of work to birth and bring out 1,200 new pages, as you can imagine, because we've redone them all. So they rolled out, Kevin, across the country and across the world in different time zones. Do you believe it?
Congratulations. That's a wonderful thing.
Sweetie, so like, I got an email from New York, and they're like, oh, it looks so great. And I'm going, I can't see it yet, because I go behind the scenes and can see it, but on the regular Internet. And so we were one of the last to get it, when you know, in Northern Bay Area. Seattle got it before Northern California, and et cetera, et cetera. It came from the East Coast West, and Canada reached, was able to get in last night. And so the wonderful geniuses that do all of this magic work, they may or may not be listening today. I just really am very grateful to them. So we have the new sites rolled out. I'm working on editing the television pilot that we shot.
Oh, Barb, you know what? We need to talk about that when we come back.
We got to take a break for our wonderful sponsors.
But before we do, one of those, you know, I'm hoping that somebody will pick up this name. I'll copyright it. But, you know, another cleaning product that would be good would be Doggy Pee Be Gone.
Well, that's very good.
Yeah, I like that.
I
can't believe you went there, but you did.
I did.
No, Benny, I'm used to him.
I know him.
You know, Eric has to watch him.
Yeah, he does.
My wife just rolls her eyes.
Sometimes we can't let him out. We have to keep a little watch. No, we love our cat.
And your guest is also here.
Yes, and I'm so excited to bring our guest on. So everybody stay tuned, because when we come back, I'm going to quickly finish giving you the update, and then I want to introduce our very special guest. So stay tuned, everyone. Staging Life with Barb. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Positive Choice Talk Radio. My name is Kevin McDonald, and you're listening to KKNW 1150 AM. We are indeed
our alternative talk station.
That's correct.
It's such a drama. It's suspenseful when I do it.
I know. Nice.
Yes, it is. And this
you
is,
can't let one second hang with me here, you know.
That's right. And this is Staging Life with Barb. Barb, take it away.
Thank you so much. Hello, everybody. I hope you're just having a great Monday. Someone just said to me a minute ago, it was I was in a store, they said, Mondays are the loony days. That's when the loony people come out. And I said, well, I'm just having this great day, so let's just turn that around and reframe that. So she was not having a good day in the store where I was, but we just worked on having her feel positive again. I want to give a little bit more of an update, and then I want to introduce my special guest. So some of the things yours truly, Barb Schwarz, is working on right now and keeping some late hours, I might add. We've rolled out the new sites that I just shared with you about, so please go and look at stagedhomes.com and let us know how we can help you. And then we're editing the television pilot that we shot a couple of weeks back. And that's going to be coming out on ABC Family Channel, and we'll let you know when it's going to be aired. And I love being on the air with the radio show with you all, and it's so precious to me and also important that you do listen in each Monday. We want to start your week off right. We are getting ready to interview a lot of people, and we're going to add two people to our team staff here in the greater Bay Area, and we're going to be going and opening up a brand new office over in the Walnut Creek area very soon. So, Kevin, we're going to be opening that up.
You're becoming a very big going concern.
Oh, we've got lots going on. And then the convention for the International Association of Home Staging Professionals is here next week in the Northern California area and the greater San Francisco East Bay area. And there'll be people coming from all over the North American continent, the world really, including places like England, to come and talk about staging and to really learn more. And there are going to be a lot of fun activities, but mostly an educational session. And that's for 4 days with an Academy Awards banquet at the end. And then this week I'm giving a luncheon to honor the people that are speaking. So I'm very excited about that and got all presents and got them all wrapped. And so it's like Christmas around here. So it's just very exciting. Before I come back to Seattle at the end of the month, all that's happening. And it gives me great joy to introduce to you all today my very special guest. And when I think of Debbie, I think of the magic that I've seen her create through her website, which I hope you'll all go to look at as well. And her business is known as Debbie's Bears. And Debbie, let me introduce you to everybody. Welcome, Debbie.
Well, thank you, Barbara.
We're so glad to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing fine today.
Wonderful. And let's tell everybody what your web address is so they can find you on the Internet. I don't want to forget to do that. So we know it's www. And then would you spell it for everyone?
Sure. It's debbiesbears.com. And that would be DebbiesBears.com.
So there's just one B and no E.
Right. It's just one. Yeah.
DebbiesBears.com. DebbiesBears.com.
Right.
And I wanted to talk with you because as a decorator, as a professional stager, there are many times I've used bears in my staging and decorating work, as well as for giving to, you know, friends, adult friends, children, people that need a hug, because when we think of bears, we think about hugging, at least I do. And so how long have you had your business?
Well, I started making bears in 1985. So that's been 19 years now.
Wow.
Yes, I started as a collector for a year, and then after going to the shows, they have teddy bear shows,
yeah.
I was so involved with just wanting to be around the people that, you know, collect bears and sell bears, that I started making them.
Awesome. How many bears did you have in your own collection?
Oh, quite a few. Hundreds.
Hundreds?
Yeah.
That's so great. Do you have your own bear room?
They're scattered throughout the whole house.
Oh, that's so
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I think probably every room has a little bear. And it wouldn't be just bears, too, because it first started off with bears, but then rabbits started coming in, and then mice and other animals.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Now, I've seen your creations, at least some of them, and everyone listening, they are so magical. And you can meet Debbie's bears on the site that we just talked about, and we'll repeat that again before the show ends today. What I'd like to have you tell us is, what's the process that you go through when you get the idea for a bear you're going to make all the way till it's finished? So I hear you say to me sometimes you're going shopping, and what do you do when you do that, and then how do you make them? Tell us about the process.
Okay, I think what probably what makes me get an idea is either the fabric, the type of fabric I pick up, or the accessories. And so, you know, like when certain kind of fabrics will swing you to going towards more of what type of bear or animal you're going to make. And I guess it does the same thing as with the different accessories. Like a lot of times I'll make fairy bears and with just picking up different types of wings or the kind of fabric or color that you pick up in the fabric, it just gives you those different kind of ideas. And then also the holidays are big, too, that when the times change, when fall starts coming, then you start thinking more of doing, you know, more of your autumn colors and pumpkin, you know, things to do with pumpkins in the fall. And then you go, you know, then to the Christmas time, and then before you know it, it's springtime, and you're making rabbits and pastels and all that.
Now, where do you go shopping for your materials? Do you just go everywhere, or are there certain places you like to go?
I think everywhere, and I also like to recycle, so I hit, like, a lot of flea markets and garage sales and find certain things and, like, take, you know, think of it, they might have been sold for one way of using, like maybe a wreath with different types of flowers and berries, and then I can picture just taking the wreath apart and recycling. Same thing with clothes, like maybe vintage clothes that just different types of fabrics that are beautiful, like velvets or fabrics with gold in them. And then I could see, like, taking those apart and doing those accessories for maybe hats for the little animals or little props, you know, bags that they carry and all. Not that the vintage fabric would be sewn out of the bears, because the bears are made out of mohair, majority, 95% of them.
Wow.
So it's mostly, I'm picking up the vintage fabrics for their clothes.
Now, you make your own patterns?
I do.
I do. Did you start doing that from the beginning, or did that evolve?
Well, before I started selling the bears, that first year when I was going to the shows and joined the Teddy Bear Club, the first couple of bears I made were from a pattern from Teddy Bear Book.
Okay.
But then when I started, decided that I would like to take it as a business and go to the shows, that's when I started creating my own patterns.
Awesome. Now, how long would it take? And I know they must all be different. What would be the shortest time? And this is you as a professional, because that's what you are, as a businesswoman, and this is your wonderful business and craft. What would be the shortest time that you would make a bear in and you're happy with it, and then the longest that you've ever worked on one?
Oh, you know what? What I do is I don't make one at a time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's more like I'll trace out like six bears out of a certain fabric at one time, and there'll be just a day where I'll just start tracing different animals and different fabrics, and after tracing like four to six at a time, putting them in bags, and then the next day, another day, I'll start cutting them out, and then there'll be a day of just sewing. So I'll be sewing like all white bears, all tan bears. So it's more of a production line, and I never do one single one. Usually, it's usually four to six at a time.
Now tell me, where I know that we can order bears online from you, and you have them in retail stores,
right?
And where would those stores, do you sell them in different areas or mainly in California, or where do you market your bears?
Mostly from when I do the shows, myself going to the teddy bear conventions. And then back east, there's a few shops that I sell to.
Okay.
And but mostly I'm selling them at the shows myself.
Now, if someone is interested in going to a teddy bear show, because I know I've been before. That's before I've met you. I've gone with my mom out of Seattle. We've gone to teddy bear shows, which I've really loved, because there are a lot of other accessories, the bears, there's shoes, glasses, and for staging and decorating, I will find a lot of things there. I've gotten feathers and boas and chains and jewelry and all these kinds of things. How do people find out, how do mainly our women that are listening, but also some of the men that are interested in staging and this kind of thing, how do you find out about where a teddy bear show is going to be held?
Okay, well, on my website, I do have a list of the shows that I'll be attending.
Oh, good.
Coming up.
Good.
And then also, we do have magazines. There's two national magazines that are put out called One's Teddy Bear and Friends, and the other one's Teddy Bear Review.
Wow.
And both of those will have a list of upcoming shows in their area.
Now, you are a businesswoman. You have your own business. How do you like having your own business?
Oh, I enjoy it.
And
I enjoy it.
It feels like.
Yes.
And you know, sometimes some of us can be a little bit scared about following our dreams or following a vision that, you know, I want to open a business, pretend, in this area or that area. And when you think about words of wisdom that you would just share with someone over a cup of coffee that was thinking about starting a business, what would you tell them about, you know, to follow their heart? I mean, what would you tell them about what you've learned from owning your own business?
Well, I think basically it's, if you love what you're doing, you don't find it as work. Because being disciplined, because it's what my business is, a home-based business. So I just know to be disciplined about putting the hours in. But to me, it comes easy because I'm excited to get up in the morning and come into my workroom and start creating. And when I set up my table at the shows, people can tell me that they see that I love what I do, with just being creative of what you're doing. And if you love what you're doing, it doesn't feel like work. And for me, what it was a hobby that turned into a business. I was, like I said, when I first started for the first year, I was out collecting the old stives and the old bears, and just wanted to know more knowledge about the bears and the other old animals. And then seeing that there was a market there that people were selling new bears, and they were called artist bears, and everyone designing their own design, and just trying, not being scared and trying my hand at it, I just found what a wonderful world it was, and the people in the bear world. And to this day, that's why I don't get tired of it. After 19 years, I still enjoy and just creating, being able to create new things.
That is so great.
Barb, you know what time it is?
I do. You're reading my mind, and I'm so glad that Debbie got to finish what she was sharing, because I couldn't have said that better myself. It was so great to hear that come from you, Debbie. I really appreciate you sharing that with all of our listeners. So everybody stay tuned. We're going to be taking a quick break, and this is Barb Schwartz of Staging Life with Barb. We'll be right back. Some of you are listening online where it's streaming across your computer screen, and through the air, the magic time. And so thank you for doing that from all over the world. And also some of us are listening to the radio. So thank you very much. And I want to reintroduce Debbie, who is of Debbie's Bears. And she was sharing with us her passion. And you had just said, Debbie, that when it's your passion, it's not work. Didn't you say that?
I'm sorry, Barbara.
You had just said that when it's your passion, it's not work.
No, it isn't.
It's just your joy, then.
It is. I just love what I do.
And you can tell that even by looking at you, and I hope people feel that way about me, too. And tell us, when you decided that you were going to move it from being a hobby into a business, and incidentally, before you answer my question, for years I've heard employment counselors or people that give advice on, you know, what you should do with your life as far as your purpose and your work. They'd say, you know, whatever you love to do as a hobby, you can make a business out of that. And a lot of us are doing things that maybe we enjoy, and maybe some things we're not enjoying as work. And sometimes, as I was saying at the break, we can see the people out in stores or different places that just look unhappy because they're not following their dreams and passions. So once you decided, Debbie, to take this from being your hobby into your own business, because you have a very good business, what gave you the courage to do that? Where did that courage come from?
I would say probably believing in myself and believing in the product that I was making. And after sitting down and creating the little bears and the little rabbits or whatever I was making, I would go to the show, and it was hard because I was real shy, and I would sit behind my booth, and I'd put my little things out there, and then the people would come up, and they would just make you feel so good, because they would say, oh, you know, even if they didn't buy the product, they would just tell you how wonderful, you know, the little animals were, and then of course the ones that you did sell, it's just a snowball effect. They would like maybe write you a thank you note, or just when they see you at the next show, just tell you like, oh, the little bear sitting on my dresser, and every morning, you know, it makes me smile when I see it. And I just think the months went on and the years, and I kept going to the shows, it, like I was saying, it was a snowball effect, that it's just always a positive thing.
It's so great to hear. It's so great to hear. And, you know, those of us that are listening, most of us do love teddy bears. I really don't know anybody that doesn't. But let's say there is somebody who's listening who doesn't. you would really love, and I know you are loving, the joy that's coming from Debbie, and you can just tell her passion. Even over the airwaves, I can just feel your passion. I
mean, oh, thank you.
Well, it's very sincere on my part, and you're very sincere on your part. Something that was coming to my mind when you were saying this is, I remember that Vincent van Gogh, the artist, said, I am seeking, I am striving, I am in it with all my heart. And that sounds like you.
Oh,
that's a beautiful thing, isn't it? And that describes you, my dear. It really
but
does.
If it wasn't for bears, I think if, you know, like your listeners, if it's maybe gardening or pets or whatever they feel happy doing and a passion for, I think, you know, you have to look within yourself and find out what does make you happy.
Absolutely. And how do you get to that in your way? Because we all learn from each other, and I believe we're all students and teachers with each other and for each other, as long as we're open to that. And so sometimes there can be life things that come along, and I certainly have seen those in my life as well as other people's lives. And it's easy for people to get bogged down with that and forget about the joy that really is there. What do you do to find that joy if you start to find yourself off track a little?
Maybe you have to maybe look around and see why you're not feeling, you know, as positive as you should be. Mm-hmm. And go back to the roots of what usually keeps you going and being happy.
Yeah, that's really great, because I maintain we all know, we say, well, I don't know why I'm upset, or I don't know what's bothering me. And yet, when you really start to relax and start to ask the question, even when you're driving down the road, I find that the answer starts coming up, that this is really what is bothering me. I thought it was something else, but it's not. It's really this. And it's almost like a little thorn or a little feeling in me, at least, that I can get to the bottom of it now much quicker than I used to.
Oh, good. Right. You start to figure out yourself and understand.
Yes, exactly. And we all have that ability. It's whether we decide to make the positive choice, which is the name of the station. The show that we're doing is Positive Choice Talk Radio, which is so needed. I think everybody listening agrees that, as I said to someone that I was helping or working to help last Friday and listening to what she was saying, in her mind she had no room for choices. And so just by asking questions and my staying out of judgment as best I could and just asking questions, she then started to come up with her own answers, and then that question led to another question and to another answer, and pretty soon her frowns turned to smiles, and it was really neat to see somebody have an aha based on just being willing to ask themselves those questions.
Great.
Now, you know, some of us have had some health challenges through the years, and I happen to be one of them. You know, I've had open-heart surgery, and or surgery on my heart twice, actually. And I found that the bears in the hospitals have been just the most wonderful thing, as well as in our homes and other places. And so do you ever make bears for people that don't feel well?
Yes. My girlfriend, she just had her foot operated on, and she loves purple. So what I ended up doing for her is I made her a little purple bear and put a cast on it.
Oh, that is so great.
Yeah, she was thrilled with that. So she's hobbling around now still with her cast on her foot.
Oh, that is so wonderful. That is so great. I'm sure she was thrilled.
She was. She was. And I signed all her pets onto the cast. So.
You're so creative, so you took the names of the pets that she has and signed them onto the cast.
Right.
Oh, that like they had autographed her cast.
Right.
That's precious. That is so precious. I want to tell everybody your website again and spell it out, would you please?
Okay. It's debbiesbears.com, and it's DEBISBEARS. And again, well, it's Debbie's Bears, but if you do pull up the website, you'll also see that I make elephants and little chicks and geese and ducks. And so it's a variety of small, sweet animals, but it's not just bears.
And it's .com, too. Debbie'sBears.com. And Debbie, everyone is going to be at our convention next week, which I'm really thrilled that you will do that. On Wednesday night, we're opening the convention in the Walnut Creek Concord area, East Bay, California, area of Northern California, and there are people coming from all over the United States as well as Canada and other countries. And it's going to be so exciting that evening because people will be registering and networking, and we'll have a small vendor fair set up. And so those of you listening that will be at the convention, you can actually meet Debbie and some of her bears. And some of you may want to take one or more of them home with you, as well as order online. So it's just really a treat having you in my life. When I see you, I always feel good inside.
Oh, thank you. I'm looking forward to coming next week, too.
Well, it'll just be exciting to have you there. And it's at the Concord Hilton off 680 Highway in Northern California, East Bay. And the conference starts at 6 o'clock Wednesday night, the 19th. And Debbie will be there with other talented people in their fields, everything from framed artwork to rugs to silks and computer wear, all kinds of people will be there. So it's good. It'll just be very exciting. And I want to thank you, Debbie, so much for being my guest today.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I enjoyed it.
Well, it was really great to hear about you and your business, and it was really great to hear about how you feel as an owner of a business. And I'm sure that your words meant a lot to people listening. I know they meant a lot to me. And it's just really, really, really great to get in touch with that. And, you know, I was also looking at this quote this morning because when I started the show today, I like to start with quotes as well as my life every day. And this quote says, be resourceful. Almost everything comes from almost nothing. And look what you have birthed in your own business, following your passion and your heart. And now you make an impact on others that you meet, that purchase your bears, that see your bears, that see your work. And also today on Staging Life with Barb, you made a difference to the people listening. So thank you, Debbie, so much.
Well, thank you.
We'll be seeing you soon.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Everyone listening, I hope that you will go to her site. She's just really a wonderful human being, a wonderful lady. And I know you'll enjoy meeting her if you're coming to the convention, and the rest of us can meet her online at debbiesbears.com. So, Kevin McDonald, are you there?
I am, and can you go there and adopt a bear on her website?
Yes, you can.
You can
Absolutely.
Go there and adopt it and take it home with you, or she'll ship it to you, which is a really great thing.
And she makes everything, clothes, hair, hats, and they're really beautifully done and reasonably priced. And in staging, we do a lot of work with bears as well as, you know, through, you know, just friendships, giving bears and et cetera, et cetera. And like I said, in the hospital, people would love to have a bear as well as lots of children. So it's a wonderful way to give an acknowledgement. And one of the reasons I had her on, Kevin, is that I love her attitude about owning her own business.
Yes.
And one of my goals that you've heard me say before that I'm going to say many, many times in the weeks and months and years ahead, that one of the real goals that I have by being on the air is to really help all of us believe in each other and to believe in ourselves more and to empower each other that we can really do whatever we want to do. And the only thing that's keeping us back is our fear. So we used to say, you know, in society, and many people still do, well, you know, you're only limited by your imagination. And to me, we're only limited by our fears. So all of you listening, we all have great imaginations. And if we can think the negative, we can think the positive.
Absolutely. Hey, so, Barb, what do you say before we get into the last segment that we take a break?
Yeah, we'll take our last break, and everybody stay tuned. Listen to our sponsors. We love them, and let's give them business so we can stay on the air together and share times like this together. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. And thank you for listening to our magic hour of Staging Life with Barb, and the magic is you, not me. It's just great to have you all here and listening, and something that I'm looking at right now in this beautiful book says be brilliant, and I teach in my classes that I really feel we are all geniuses, and people kid around with that, but I mean it, that the creative ability that you have inside, just give it permission to just come out and soar, And as we're coming towards the end of this hour, I wanted to thank again our special guest, Debbie of Debbie's Bears. And I want to thank our Benny for being our producer today in studio and my dear friend Kevin McDonald. And the poem that's in front of me that we can visit about before the show ends starts with do more than exist. Excuse me, I'll do it again. Do more than exist. And then it says the word live. And that word live is a marvelous word, and that's where the creativity can really start to come through you, because the next line of the poem says, do more than touch, feel. And so we go about our daily lives a lot of times, and it's almost mechanical. You know, we drive in the car, we look out the window, but what do we really see? Because it just becomes almost a blur to us a lot of times, because we're all moving so fast. So the next line says, do more than look, observe. And Kevin, I want to tell you about a quick little exercise that in my master class that I teach once a quarter, people come from actually different countries as well as the U.S. to take the class. And I had them go into a house, and they were to make notes about the house and look around and see what they saw. And then we left, and we went back to the classroom. And then I started asking them questions. It was like a little fun kind of quiz.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them did not get any of the answers because they were actually looking but not maybe observing. So it's really interesting when you'll have, God forbid, an accident, and the police will talk to 10 people, and 10 people have all these different stories. Because different people see different things, and yet at the same time, can we really start to describe what's around us? So if I had you shut your eyes right now, Kevin, and shut your eyes, Kevin.
Bam.
And I start saying to you, for example, what color is the carpet? What color are the walls? How many posters are up on the walls? You can't open your eyes. Benny, make sure he keeps his eyes shut. How many control switches are on the panel board? How many chairs are in the room? What's on the coffee table? Every single little thing, you can open your eyes. All of a sudden, we begin to realize that we've missed things that have been around us all the time.
Oh, you just ignore them. You don't even go there.
Yeah, they're just like a backdrop.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love that line in the poem, do more than look, observe. The next one is do more than read, absorb. Isn't that a good word, absorb?
Yes, it is.
Sounds like a human paper towel. No. It's like soaking it up. And everything moves so fast, it's really great to absorb for a few moments and just take it in. Do more than hear, listen, which is a real skill, isn't it?
That's the hard one.
Yeah, it really can be. And the next one says, do more than listen, understand. That's a toughie sometimes, too, but totally possible.
Yes, it is.
I shouldn't say butt. There's a book called Get Off Your Butt. That's really the name of the book. And it is totally possible, I'll say. And that wonderful saint, and I am asking forgiveness, I don't remember the name of the saint, said, seek to understand before you seek to be understood. And there are modern-day people that quote that, but that's not where it started. It's a saying, a biblical saying that goes way back of a saint somewhere. Seek to understand before you seek to be understood.
Could that be Francis of Assisi?
Might be. Thank you. Could be.
You're welcome. Wayne Dyer quotes him a lot.
That's the one. I love Wayne Dyer, too. And there are two more lines to the poem, and that is, do more than think, ponder. Ponder is a great word, isn't it, too? I've been doing yoga again.
And well, good for you.
Yeah, I'm doing it every week, and I find that it gives me space in the gap that Deepak Chopra calls the gap to be able to do some pondering. Because when we get really still, then the creativity can even function more so. And the last one I really also like, and of course I'm a professional speaker. That's my trade.
Yep.
But it says, do more than talk, say something. I thought was pretty darn good.
Yeah, we can all spend a lot of time doing what I call spewing and not say anything.
Yeah. So this wonderful poem was written by a man named John Rhodes, and it starts out with be brilliant. So the keywords, when I copied it in the copy machine, some of the words don't show up. It was like a hologram. And so it was live, feel, observe, absorb, listen, understand, ponder, and say something. So I know we're coming towards the end of our show and our time together. It always goes so fast.
It does.
How many minutes do we have left, gentlemen?
About 30 seconds.
30 yeah, about
that. Seconds. You know, I say if Aaron Brown can ask on Newsnight with Aaron Brown on CNN, I can ask too, Benny.
Yeah, exactly.
So whatever you're meant to do, move towards it, and it will come to you. And I believe that with all my heart. I'm working to bring that into my own life every single day. On your way home from work today, smile. Sing in the car. You know, just sing out loud. Smile, laugh. Those of us working at home, do the very same thing. Take a minute and do something for yourself, and then do a random act of kindness because it feels so good too. It's really great to be with you, and I look forward to our next time together next Monday from 2 to 3 on Positive Choice Talk Radio, 1150 a.m. on your dial, KKNW. I'll see you next week at 2 o'clock. Thanks, Kevin.